This is also called a kill call. Like Rashi says, Kiva the Makatlam Rabbin, Shechinu Matatlam Boyeruv. You're making a kill call for the people. Like, what's part of the purpose of making a Ruvach Hatzeris? A Ruvach Hatzeris says you want that people may by mistake carry out on Shabbos from one house to another house, and it's us to do it. So you want to make an Erev Chatzeris before Shabbos to avoid the Yisra to come out of Smutter, to allow people to carry from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. So now that Rav Tachlifa, Paschal like Shmuel, the Paschal like Rebbe, that holds the Chumri, you're not allowed to make the Erev, he told the person, don't make the Erev Chatzeris. So since the person didn't make the Erev Chatzeris, the kilku was that there are going to be some people on Shabbos that are going to forget and will carry out from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. So you caused the kilku to happen on Shabbos. Because to you, it comes out, some people are going to carry now from one Rishus to another Rishus without an Erev, and that's your fault. That's why it's called a kilkul. So mainly, we don't have a clear raya exactly what does Rebbe hold. Does Rebbe was the one that say you are allowed to make the Erev Chaserus? Or the Rebbe Lezer once learned, Rebbe was the one that says, no, you're not allowed to make the Erev Chaserus. Now everybody holds this also. Now let him make Erev Chum on Yom Tif for Shabbos. Because that's also to walk Chus of Chum on Yom Tif also. That's called the Maisa Tikkun today. Right, Omar Rava, Omar Rav Chizda, Omar Rav Huna Halacha to Rebbe. Halacha is like Rebbe Bulesser, in economy, the way Rebbe Lezer Paskins, Rebbe Lezer learns Pshad, that Rebbe is the one that says that you're not allowed to make even an Erev Chatzeris on a Friday, which is Yom Tiv, for Shabbos. And that's what we Paskin, the Maestro we Paskin in Tosar. We hold on a Yom Tiv Friday is a Yom Tiv, you're not allowed to make an Erev Chatzeris on Friday, Yom Tiv, for tomorrow for Shabbos. But since the Maestro is going to be a Maestro Tikkun tomorrow, you're creating something for tomorrow, you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov. Tana Rabbonin, Yom Tov Shechal Lias B'Shabbos. What happens when Yom Tov Sukkis or Shavuos or Pesach comes out on Shabbos? Is how do we dive into the Tfilah, the Shemon Esrei? Is Beishama Yemrim Mispalu Shemona. Beishama says you dive in 8 brachas. Not like we do 7 brachas, but he holds when Shabbos comes out on Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos, you make 8 brachas. For Yom Tov Shal Shabbos Bifnei Atmoi, HaMekadesh HaShabbos is one bracha by itself. V'sho Yom Tov from the Atzmai, another bracha. V'kedusha say Yom Tov, you make another bracha by itself. That's the way Beis Shammai holds. Beis Hillel says no, that Mispalo Sheva, he only makes 7 brachas, like a regular Shabbos, or regular Yom Tov, you make the same brachas on Yom Tov Shabbos. But Maschil B'sho Shabbos, this sheet holds that Beis Shammai holds, you just start off B'sho Shabbos, or Messiah B'sho Shabbos, and you end off also, so Mekadesh HaShabbos, that's all. In the bracha, you don't say Mekadesh HaZmanim. You don't say that. Our bracha uses Mekadesh Yisroel V'Yazmanim, right. We say Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisroel V'Yazmanim. But according to the Shita, B'Sham B'Sul says no. You end off just Mekadesh HaShabbos. V'yoyim Mekdusha Shayoyim B'Yemtza. In the middle of the bracha, you also say Chag HaPesach HaZeh, Chag HaMatzoy, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. In the middle of the bracha, you mention the Yom Tov. But you don't end off with the bracha of Yom Tov, you end off with a pure Mekadesh HaShabbos. That's what Beis Hillel holds. Rebbe Yoimah though, we don't, like Rebbe says, Rebbe Yoimah no, Av Choysim Bo Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Yazmanim. You end off the Nusach HaBrosa with bracha with 2 things. True, we only make 7 brachas, not like Beis Shammai to make 2 separate brachas for Shabbos and for Yom Tov, but the one bracha we make, the middle bracha, we say 2 things in the Chesimah. Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Yazmanim. Tony Tono Kaime de Ravina. Our Tana learned something in front of Ravina. Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hashabbos v'Yazmanim. That's the way he said. He said, Nusra should be, we do it Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Yazmanim. He said, no, first say Mekadesh Yisrael, then v'Hashabbos v'Yazmanim. Shashi Benil say the Rebbe, in the same stock the way Rebbe learned, that you end off with the 2 inyonim in the same bracha, but he just said, change around a little bit to say Mekadesh Yisrael, first say about Kedushas Yisrael. And then you mention V'Hashabbos V'Yazmanim. Then you talk about Shabbos and Yom Tov. Omalei, so he answered, Ravine answered back to him, Otu Shabbos Yisrael Mekadshelei. Does Shabbos have to do with Yisrael, Klai Yisrael? V'Yishor Shabbos Mekadshah V'Kaimu. Shabbos is the Kedusha by itself. From Sheshesh Yimei Breishis, the first Shabbos, and then on, there's always 6 days of work, and the 7th day of Shabbos, it has nothing to do with the Kiddush Levona, it has nothing to do with Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone was Mekadesh Shabbos. You don't have to say Mekadesh Yisrael for HaShabbos. You start off saying Mekadesh HaShabbos. Shabbos has its own Kedusha. Shrashi, Otu Shabbos Yisrael Mekadshelei, Shekidamta Kedusha Yisrael L'Shal Shabbos, that you said first say Mekadesh Yisrael, and then HaShabbos. Bishleim is man, and Bishleim by Yom Tov, it's very good. Sorach Lachtem, Kdushas Yisroel, Likdushasan, you have to say first Mekadosh Yisroel. V'hazmanim, Shal Yedei Kdushas Yisroel, Niskachu Heim. Because of Yisroel, came a Pesach, came a Shavuos. V'ilo Niskachu Yisroel, Hoyo Koivim Chadoshim, V'kor Mu'adim V'Bezdin. If not for the Bezdin that makes the Kiddush HaChodesh, makes the Chodesh, we wouldn't have a Pesach. Pesach is Tezvov on Nisan. Tezvov on the Tishrei Sukkis. You need the Beis Din to make the Yom Tov. Mashenken Shabbos is by itself. Rashi Yelus Shabbos Lekatcha B'Kaimon. Mishesh Yishim Ei Gracious. V'yein Etluya V'Kviyas the Rosh Kodesh. Not totally in the Rosh Kodesh. Sam, every seventh day is Kodesh. Elo, so yes, Ravina said, no, you should do like we learned before in Rebbe. Elo Eimo Mekadesh HaShabbos. Then you say, V'Yisrael V'Yazmanim. And Omer Rabbi Yosef Halacha K'Rebbe, you could have tirus Ravina. Halacha is like Rebbe, like Ravina says, like we do, Mekadesh HaShabbos, then we say Yisrael V'Yazman. Tana Rabbonim, Shabbos Shechal Lias Rosh Chodesh. What happens when Shabbos comes out on Rosh Chodesh, or the Chol HaShemoyed, or else Shabbos comes out on Chol HaShemoyed, is Arves V'Shachros HaMincha, these three tefillos, Nispal L'Sheva. The Baal of Shabbos, you only make seven brachas, like on Shabbos. The Yoyma Mi'ena Moira Be'Avoida. In the Avoida, that's by Moidim, by Ritzain, as by Yalav Yavoy, you say Mein HaMoira. That's like we do. On Rosh Chodesh, we just say Yalav Yavoy, and yet some Nusach HaBrocha, we don't say Rosh Chodesh, we just say Mekanesh HaShabbos. And Chol HaShemoy, we just say Yalav Yavoy. Shrashi Mishpahu Sheva Kishah Shabbosis, like every other Shabbos, you daven the regular seven brachas. Yechid HaBechol Ein Loi Lemoyed Bracha Kavua, B'Shol HaShvilas HaLolu. Just like in a regular Chol HaMoyed, in the weekday, we don't have a special Nusach for the Tfilah, we just say Yalav Yavoy. Is after Shabbos Saint Sorach Lekfer Lebracha Lebei Shamay. Lo Lekloh Lebei Tilo. Nein HaMoyer, Rosh Chodesh HaMoyed, you just say Bavoyed, Gain Yalav Yavoy, Bebrichos HaVoyed. Like we do. You say Yalav Yavoy, that's all. So when Shabbos comes out on Chol HaMoyed, or Shabbos comes out on Rosh Chodesh, in the Nusach of Shachris, Mincha and Mariv, you just say the regular Tfilah of Shabbos, and just add Yalav Yavoy. V'yimlo Yoma, let's say you forgot to say Yalav Yavoy, is Machzir Noisa. You have to daven over again. It's not called Yadavin. We have Elezer Roma Bohidor. Elezer says the place where you say Yalav Yavoy is not where we say Barit Say, but like where we say Al Nisim in Moedim. Shrashi Bohidor, Kamoy Shoimer Al Nisim, Mechanical Purim. Same way we say by Al Nisim. After Moedim, that's where he holds you have to say Yalav Yavoy also after Moedim. Now, over Musafim, what do you do about Musaf when Shabbos comes out of Rosh Chodesh? Or Shabbos comes out of Chol HaMoed? That on regular Chol HaMoed or regular Rosh Chodesh, you have its own tefillah Musaf. Taki, you have to daven the whole Musaf for Rosh Chodesh, for Chol HaMoed. And for Shabbos also, you have to daven Musaf. So what do you do now? The two come together. Over Musafim, Maschil B'Shal Shabbos, or Messiah B'Shal Shabbos, V'yayim Mekdushas HaYom B'Yemsa. That's what the Tanakhama holds. That on Shabbos, you start off with Shabbos and end off just with Mekadesh HaShabbos. And in the middle of Musaf, there you mention the Indian of Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yishma ben Oshem, Rabbi Yechidim ben Baruch HaOimrim. They both say like this. That Komokam Shusak L'Sheva, whenever you only have to daven seven brachas, Maschil B'Shal Shabbos, or Meshayim B'Shal Shabbos, Yom Mekdusha Siyayim B'Yemtza. So here he's saying the same thing also. Rashi, Komokam Shusak L'Sheva, no, his Chiddush is, the Afilu Arvis for Shachlis and Mincha. It's even on Mariv and Shachlis and Mincha the same thing. That according to him, if you don't, just a little different. You don't say Yalav Yavoy really. Maybe it is though. I'm a Komok Ashut Klasheva Maschil B'Shal Shabbos or Messiah B'Shal Shabbos. Yom Kedushas Yom Yemtza. There's a current tishah. You don't even have to say Yalav Yavoy. Just in the middle of that bracha, Shabbos came out of Chol HaMoed. Shabbos came out of Rosh Chodesh. So in the middle of this bracha, Shabbos, in the middle you say, it's Rosh Chodesh today, or you say it's Chol HaMoed Sukkot, you say Sukkot or Pesach. You don't have to say Yalav Yavoy, just in the middle of that bracha, you mention Kedushas HaYom V'Yemtza. That's what he holds. In the middle of the bracha, Mechanesh HaShabbos. Omer Rav Huna, Ein Halacha K'yosh HaZug. We don't hold like this Zug. The Ma'aseh like we do, when Shabbos comes down on Chol HaMoed, the Nusach of the Esen Bracha, Mechanesh HaShabbos, you don't mention Sukkot at all, you just say Mechanesh HaShabbos. And we say in Ritzay, we say Yalav Yavoy. Because we don't do like this Zug. This Zug holds you don't say Yalav Yavoy, just in the Bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos, before that you mention Sukkis, or you mention Rosh Chodesh. So we don't do like that. Rosh Chodesh, Yosef, the Zug HaSinim. And the Tanakam of Yom Ha'ar, V'Shach HaSamincha, Mispal Lo Sheva, on the Shabbos, Chol HaMoed, Yedav, in the regular Tfilah Shabbos. That's all. You only say Yalav Yavoy. But that they passed him by Musaf, we don't hold like they did. But they said by Musaf, and Musaf, Shabbos was Chodesh, or Shabbos Chol HaMoed, you just start off with Shabbos and end up just Mekadosh HaShabbos, and you only mention Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed in the middle of the Tefillah, in the middle of the Bracha. That we don't do like we do. We end off the Bracha Mekadosh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Yaznanim. That we do. And if we say Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we say Rosh Chodesh in the Tefillah, the Bracha itself. Rashi Eloboy Chosuk Rebbe, the Yomer Avchaisim Bo Mekadosh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Yaznanim, or Rosh Chodeshim Rosh Chodesh. On Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we end off Musa by saying Mekadosh Yisrael, Mekadosh HaShabbos, Yisrael, Rosh Chodoshim. Right. Omar Rav Chiyah Barashi, Omar Rav, Meniach Odov Eruvei Tchumim Miyom Tiv L'Chaveri. On 2 days Yom Tiv, you'll have to make an Erev Tchumim 1 day for the next day. In other words, for tomorrow you can make an Erev Tchumim. Omaste make it tonight. Rashi Miyom Tiv L'Chaveri, Em Nizka Biyom Tiv Rishoyim. Let's say Yom Tov was Thursday and Friday, and you forgot before Yom Tov to make an Erev Tchumim. On Yom Tov also, you're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amot out of the city. So you forgot. Now, if you want to, or Masna, you can make it tonight on Thursday. Put down your pass at the end of the 2,000 amot to make it tonight. Say like this. If today, we're talking about Chutz Lorets, that you keep 2 days Yom Tov, 1 day is a Suffolk. So you make it tonight on Thursday and say like this. If today Thursday is really a weekday, or Macha Kodesh, really Yom Tov is tomorrow, then Eruvei Erev, the Erev I'm making today is very good. Let that be the Erev Tchumim. Because since today is a weekday, I'm allowed to make the Erev Tchumim. The Yim Chiluf, let's say it the opposite way, that today is really Yom Tov. So then it comes out, what is tomorrow Friday? Really Friday is Chol then. So it comes out, any Tzarech L'Erev. I don't need an Erev then. L'Tavshilun. Any Tzarech L'Arev. L'Tavshilun of Tchumim. Yeah, I don't make an Erev. Yeah. This is for Tashilim. For an Erev Tashilim, this is Halacha also. You can make it tonight. If somebody forgot to make an Erev Tashilim before Yom Tov, when Yom Tov comes out on Thursday and Friday, so if you remember the first day, Thursday, you can make an Erev Tashilim with it tonight. You still like this. If today is really Yom Tov, so then I don't need an Erev tomorrow. Because then tomorrow, Friday is Chol, I'm allowed to cook tomorrow for Shabbos. If today is really Chol, so then make an Erev Tashilim today to let me cook tomorrow on Friday for Shabbos. That's the halacha. You can make an Erev Tashilim the first day and the tonight. And the same thing as B'shal Tachumim, the same thing. B'shal Tachumim, that you put down the path today, or Voisa Pas Atzma Zatrashi, the Ramanashach Heavy Erev. B'shal Tashilim, and Sarv Lishnas Lafim Hisnil Mochrim. Lakopon and Tchumos, the same thing. Today is Thursday, so you put down your bread at the end of the 2000 Namas, and you say like this. If today is Chol, and tomorrow is Yom Tov, and I want the Erev to be Chal. Today is Chol, I can make an Erev today for tomorrow. On the Tzad, today is Yom Tov, then I'm not allowed to make the Erev, so then I don't need the Erev tomorrow, because tomorrow is Chol then. So therefore, you can make an Erev Tchumim on Thursday, that Friday you will be allowed to walk Chutz Tchum. On Thursday, we're talking about, only on Thursday. Friday you can't do it anymore. You have to make the Erev on Thursday. The other Chavei Romasne. Omar Rabbi says, Maniach Adam Eruvei Tavshilin Miyom Tzfein. The first halacha was Erev Tchumim. That Rabbi said the same halacha applies by Erev Tavshilin. And this halacha, that Maniach Adam Eruvei Tavshilin Miyom Tzfein Chaveroi. Omasne. That when Yom Tov comes out on Thursday and Friday, and you forgot to make Erev Tavshilin before Thursday, before Yom Tov, on Thursday, the first day, you can make an Erev Tavshilin Manashach. Either today is Yom Tov, so tomorrow I don't need the Erev, or else if today is Chol, I'm making the Erev today. Mor says, Man di yom eruv tchumim. The first man di yom that says it helps eruv tchumim. Kol shchein eruv tavshilin. For sure, it helps eruv tavshilin. We'll soon see why. Avol man di yom eruv tavshilin. Rava that said this tonight only helps an eruv tavshilin. Avol eruv tchumim loy. But eruv tchum there is more machum. He says by tchum you can't make this tonight. My time away. Lamikna shvisa v'shabbat loy. So more chomadik alochem. Eruv tchum means you want to be kind to say this is the place where I'm living. The only sort of Erev Tchum is before Yom Tov, before Shabbat, you put your path down in the field, and it comes out, this is the place that I'm living there. So you want to be kind as if your mom is living there, that's a kinyan, that's a bigger maisa tikkun. So that's also to do on 2 days Yom Tov, they hold even that you can't do. So Rashi says, Lamikne Shavisa Bashabata. Lav Davke Shabbatin Nakhne, Lo Yom Tov Kore Shabbata. Lo Yetiru Lo Likne Shavisa B'Yom Tov. Gafilo Misofik. The Metura Veruba Tashil Nasim Mishum Kavit Shabbat Tiru. Eruvei Tashilin, the maker Rashi says, because you have to have food to eat on Shabbos. So Mishum Kavod Shabbos, they'll make it for you. We'll let you have a way to be able to cook on Friday for Shabbos. That's a bigger purpose to make an Erev Tashilim. Mashenka, to walk chutz l'tchum is not so important, Rashi's saying. A little different story, Rashi's saying. It's not that important to have to walk outside the tchum. So therefore, we don't let you make this Eruv Tchumim on a Thursday or a Friday. If you've got to make Erev Tchum before Yom Tov, the first day Yom Tov Thursday, he holds Rav Olds, you're not allowed to make it for the next day for Friday. Because since you don't have to walk there, and it's a Maisa Lemikne Shrisa, that's also to do on Yom Tov. And that's where we hold Aloha. Only Eruv Tavshilim is Mutah, but Eruv Tchum is Takarasa. Tana Rabbonin, Ein Noifin Mi Yom Tov L'Chaveri. 2 days Yom Tov, you're not allowed to bake or cook from one day Yom Tov to the next day. Because the next day you can't cook. But for us here, we're 2 days Yom Tov, 1 day is Choyal Midirai, it's a question I'll let it cook. Now, the end of summer really was said that Mamali Isha called a Gadei Rebosar. An Isha, when she's cooking meat, she could fill up the whole pot full of meat. Afo Pish and Tzricha L'Chatich Achas. Even though she only needs really one piece of meat, still she could fill up the whole thing. So Rashi said, the Bechar Tircha Sagi. It's one Tircha. To fill up the whole pot with meat, it's the same Tircha, therefore it's Mutter. Memala Nachtum Chav Yeshemayim, the baker that has to go fetch the water to knead with, he could fill up the whole big pitcher full of water. Afo Pish and Tzarech El Lekitonechet, even though it only needs one little glass full, still he could do it. The same thing, it's one Tircha. Since it's one Tircha, it's Mutter to do it. But to bake, you're not allowed to bake. Trashi Avol Afois. If you only need one bread today, and you want to bake a few breads today, you're not allowed to. Because each bread you put into the oven is a maisa by itself. You have to put it into the oven and take it out of the oven. So it's a tircha by itself, you can't bake more breads than you need. Only what you need, that's what's mutter. More than you need, you can't bake on Yom Tov. We have Yeshiva ben Elazar Weimer know. That Mimala Isha Kol Atana Pat. An Isha, even though she only needs one bread today, she could bake 10 breads. She could fill up the whole oven full of breads. Why? Mifnesha Pas Nefes Yofen Bizman Shatana Mole. A new Svara. The more bread you have in the oven, the more the oven is filled up, the more the bread is going to taste good. So you only need one bread for today. But you want that bread to taste the best. So to make it taste the best, it tastes better if you have more breads in the oven. So all the bread you're baking is called you're baking something for now, which is mutter. Shrashi bizman shatana mole, shatanurim kitanim. At that time, they had small ovens, are you? Or madikim pasmas panas. They put the bread on the side of the wall. Or mitechshu mole, when it was very full, mismayet chaloloi. Your mom is full of the whole inside. V'yemokon chamimus l'spashit v'apas nefes yofam. Now, as all the heat stays very concentrated in one small place, and it bakes much better. So all the breads inside bake much better, therefore you're allowed to bake as much bread as you want in one oven at the same time. In Omar Rova, Halachic Rebbe Shimon Ben Elazar, we take a pasuk of Rebbe Shimon Ben Elazar. Iboy Elihu, a new shalom now. Mi shelo yaniach eruv tashilim. Somebody forgot to make an Erev Tashilim. So comes now Friday, Yom Tov is Thursday, Friday, it was even Friday and Shabbos, comes now Friday, he's not allowed to cook and bake today for Shabbos. Is a Shiloh who neser the kimcha neser? He's not allowed to bake true. What about his kemach, his flour? Is his flour also to use? Let's say his neighbor made an eruv tashilim. Is his neighbor allowed to come into your house and take your flour and cook for you? That's the Shiloh. If you did not make an eruv tashilim, you for sure can't cook on Friday now for Shabbos. What about your food? What about your kemach? Is kimcha neser a duma? And maybe no. Who neser? The person is also to cook on Friday for Shabbos. But maybe his flour is not osur. The more the mind asking me, no. Could he be matni, give away his flour to his neighbor? Let his neighbor cook for him. That's the shayla. If you tell me he and his flour, the rabbon instead, nothing doing. Even your flour, your food can't be cooked now. Is neser is sorach leakniya kimcha lachem? Interesting. No, you still have to be makdir though. Right? Then the pshat is you can't just give a present, or you can't tell your neighbor come and bake my bread. Close them on. It's called your flour. It's awesome. What you have to do is you have to be makdir to your friend. You have to be makdir to him with a kinyan, and then it becomes his. Once it's his, he can do what he wants with it. If you tell me who neser v'yen kimcha neser, but if you tell me on the other side of the chikira that only he is awesome to cook. My shank and his flour is mutter, the kemach is not neser, then he would not have to be makni his flour to his friend. He could just tell his neighbor, do me a favor, come to my house, and you cook for me. I forgot to make an Erev Tashul, and I can't cook today for Shabbos. But you, the man, Erev Tashul, and you come into my house and use my flour. So that's the Shaila. When the Rabbana said it's also, is it only also for the person, or the even made it on the Heft, so everything that belongs to you can't be used? Toshima, come and bring your Raya. Mi shalai heniach eruvet tashilin. Somebody forgot to make an Erev Tashilin. Harezeh lo yofe, he can't bake, lo yavashle, he can't cook, v'lo yatme, he can't make hatmona. He can't wrap around the food to keep it hot. Loy loy, v'lo lacherim, not for himself, not for somebody else. V'lo yacherim loyfen, amabashlem loy, so clearly somebody else can't bake or can't cook for him. Kate said away, so what does he have to do? He has to makne kim cholacherim, klar, he has to be makne, give away his flour to somebody else. Not just tell somebody to come and use it. I have to make a kinyan and make it that it belongs to somebody else. Then the yoifin loy, then that person can bake it. Umavashna and cook it. Shema mina, from here it's a clear raya that who nesa the kimcha nesa shema mina. Here it's a clear raya that not only are you also to bake, but your flour is also to be baked also on Yom Tov. So calls them on the flour or the food, the fish, belongs to you, it can't be cooked. If somebody else wants to come and cook for you, your fish or your meat, you're going to have to be mocked and give it to somebody else that belongs to somebody else. Now that it belongs to somebody else, that person, Pshita, could cook. Mashenken, you can't. Yeah. So clear Rai, even your chemicals also wasn't. Right, Iboilu, another Shiloh. What about Ova V'yofamai? A person that forgot to make an Erev Tashilin. So he's not allowed to cook now in Yom Tov. He didn't listen though. Based on mistake or the Nezid, he went and baked. He went and baked himself bread today. My, what's the locha? Trashi Mal Shiyoichu B'Shabbos. Are you allowed to eat this food now on Shabbos? How far did the Chum go? Toshima, come in here. Somebody forgot to make an Erev Tashilin. Kate to the waiter. What is he supposed to do? How could he make it? He can't cook now. He's off tomorrow. Is makne kim cholacherim? The answer is let him be makne, let him sell. Be makne, give over his flour to his friends. The acherim loy mavashim loy. And his friends that will come and bake and cook for him. That's what the Brisa says.
All right, turn over. All right, turn over. All right.
So what's that?